from KQED.
For military veterans struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, medication and counseling can be a first line of defense, if they can get an appointment at the VA, that is. But now, research by the VA and others is finding that relief for PTSD symptoms like depression, anxiety, and anger can be found in the ancient practice of meditation. Simply slowing down the mind and carefully breathing can help. And that's exactly the goal of a program sponsored by the San Francisco Zen Center. It's called Honoring the Path of the Warrior.
The military can be very chaotic, especially going to war. What you see and experience is, you know, profoundly difficult and challenging and life-changing.
Joe Wheeler grew up in Ukiah and joined the Army just before the 9/11 attacks. During the early years of the Iraq War, he was part of a surgical team, stabilizing soldiers who were shot or injured by IEDs. He left in 2004.
When you come out, you're looking for tools to deal with the effects of that, the effects of the trauma.
Wheeler is one of a small but growing number of vets turning to meditation for help reducing the symptoms of PTSD and to ease their transition to life after military service.
This is called a han. It's the call to meditation. It's a wooden board, and it's hit with a certain pattern that invites people to come down to meditation.
Lee Klinger Lesser co-founded the program in 2007, aiming it at post-9/11 service members. This weekend, she and her colleagues will lead some 30 vets on a day-long retreat at the Zen Center's Green Gulch Farm in the Marin Headlands overlooking the Pacific Ocean.
So during the retreats, we use a small bell, and we use it when we're hiking, and a different veteran will hit it, and we'll all pause until the sound of the bell has completely disappeared.
At the Zen Center this week, several vets talked with us about their military service and how meditation helps them cope with issues that arise after they're discharged. It's more than just the quiet, though. There's also a camaraderie that comes from sharing stories about their service in a safe place, an alternative to, say, psychotherapy.
I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I didn't know how to really transition. I found that in Buddhism.
33-year-old Roosevelt Ulloa joined the Navy when she was just 17, serving until 4 years ago. By then, Rosie, as she's known, had been in charge of 30 sailors. And she says the transition to civilian life was tough.
I needed to relax, you know. And so when they told me I was going to sit, I was like, oh, yeah, that's what I need. I need to sit down and just be quiet, you know.
Like most of these vets, Ulloa values the experience and training she got in the military and the education benefits. But now, whether or not they have PTSD, they're looking for a different kind of training that in some ways runs counter to their military experience. In fact, finding a quiet place is hardly the first thing that comes to mind when you think about war. Susan O'Connell is president of the San Francisco Zen Center.
You know, when I first heard about this, I think what struck me about it was that it seemed like an unlikely combination, you know, veterans and Zen Buddhism. Yeah. What was your first reaction?
Well, at first, all of us thought it would be a good idea to hide the word meditation and talk about things like stress reduction, etc. And I know Lee told me at one point, very early in the process, that one of the veterans came to her and said, well, where's the meditation? So it's really not as strange as you think.
One of the people who walked through the Zen Center's door is 30-year-old Ardrina Hoxie. As an African-American raised in a Christian home, this Oakland native says at first she was skeptical.
I came across Buddhism, but I didn't feel that I would fit in. So I'm like, I don't think this is, you know, for me. I don't see anyone being able to guide me.
Hoxie spent 9 years aboard a Navy ship, working first as an electrician and then as a procurement officer. Early in her service, Hoxie was assaulted by a shipmate, but never really dealt with it. When she left the Navy, she was diagnosed with PTSD.
I remember one day, I ran 4 red lights, and I didn't understand because my mind was like, stop.
Hoxie says Buddhism gave her the tools to deal with her anger so she could communicate in more socially acceptable ways.
The tranquility, it was just my spirit was so at peace. And I'm like, this is where I want to be. I want to know more.
Lee Klinger Lesser, director of this Honoring the Path of the Warrior program, stresses that they're not teaching Zen Buddhism, but one of its essential components, meditation. Still, talking to these vets, it can seem hard to separate the two. Air Force veteran Travis Groft says the focused breathing of meditation slows down his mind, something he desperately needed after serving 8 years, including a tour in Afghanistan.
I get lost in my thoughts a lot, so I just felt that I wanted to reel myself in and find somewhere I can ground myself, and I feel that's what Zen has kind of offered me.
Buddhism is sometimes described as a kind of medicine, an antidote to anxiety and suffering. For Groft, who has struggled with substance abuse in the past, meditation has helped transform his suffering into a sense of peace.
That's a universal knowledge we share as human beings, is suffering. And from that, you can gain a lot of knowledge about yourself and about life, and then about how you view yourself in life.
This weekend, Groft and more than 24 other veterans will spend a day hiking in the hills of Marin County, meditating and hoping to carve out a quiet place inside, a place to nurture acceptance, compassion, and maybe even tranquility.